Okay.
Ready for this?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. Easy Pod.
The Easy Montreal Art Podcast featuring Eloi Desjardins from Un Show de Motards.
And Chris Zeekhan from Zeek.com, episode number 6. Art Visual Fall First Week. That's yes. How I'm entitled. How about that?
Sounds good to me. We went to go see way too many videos.
Okay. Got a zipper that's zipping. Trying to fix that as we go.
Mm-hmm. Is that your zipper or my zipper?
It's my zipper.
Okay.
Okay. Should be better. So, first week of the fall in visual art in Montreal, Eloi Desjardins, Chris Zeekhan, and now that we got an exhibition, we're going to talk about them.
Yes.
But before that, let's just do a little introduction of what happened in the past 2 weeks since we are a bi-weekly...
I'm going to try and push you to once a week.
Well, you know, we start by 2 weeks. We'll see. So, what happened the last 2 weeks? Well, first of all, Nicole Gingras have been announced as the new director of the Biennale de Montréal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a thumbs up.
I have no idea. Why is it thumbs up? I have no idea who she is.
Nicole Gingras, she's a respected curator. She's curated many shows. Right now, she curated a show of Raymond Germain at Vox. She was the curator for the last Manif d'Art de Québec, La Machine. And every year, she is part of, she's the one who programmed all the video program, part of FIFA, Expérimental, Festival International des Films sur l'Art, and wrote a lot of articles. So she, you know, she's a professor at l'Université Concordia.
Wait, did you see the last minute d'art?
Yep.
And how was it? That would be the key thing to me, because if all she's doing is been programming experimental videos at FIFA and stuff like that, oh my God, I'm just quaking in my shoes.
Already.
I'm just so excited.
But she's a respected curator, and you know, she's been around. Mm-hmm. So that's good, but
so was Claude, and so was Dave List for last year's biennial. Just because you're respected doesn't necessarily mean you know how to pull off a biennial.
Well, we can talk about respectability of anybody there,
okay.
But
you're looking forward to her, though.
I'm looking forward.
Okay.
However, Claude Gosselin is still the director of the Centre International d'Art Contemporain who produced the biennial. So he was supposed to retire, he didn't. And like I heard from a reliable source, somebody who worked for them. We do the communication, said, you're going to have the best idea in the world. Claude Gosselin and Pierre Pilote, which are the two, you know, responsible there, will do whatever they want.
Claude, from their cold, clammy, dead hands.
So, but anyways, you know, new blood can't hurt.
I wish her luck.
Wish her luck. Also, another news, a new gallery opened in Montreal.
Okay.
Antoine Ertaskiran in Griffintown. Mm-hmm. I never heard of the guy. I heard from another reliable sources, Guy Leroux, that his family is also in the collecting business. They usually do modern and secondary market, but this Antoine is Ertaskiran. He's a Persian, I think, or Armenian.
Okay.
And he's interested in contemporary art, and he's going to represent some artists like Mathieu Beausejour and Michael A. Robinson. And supposedly, it's one of the best looking gallery in Montreal.
Okay, where in Griffintown?
I haven't visited yet. I don't have the info as soon as it is, but you know, we're talking about news here.
Okay, there you heard about Armand Tatasian dying?
Who?
Armand Tatasian.
Nope.
Okay, he was also an Armenian, Armenian Montrealer.
Uh-huh.
He was a painter, got into a whole mess of stuff with Galerie 2000. Which is Pierre-Antoine Tremblay. No, he's a serious painter. He was RCA and so on. And he died, he had a stroke, I think, about 4 years ago. And then he died, end of August.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, our best regard goes to his family and his friend. Didn't know the guy. Look at that. And also that, it was officially the open season that opened for fall. And I say officially because in the past 3 days, as we record, we're on the 10th of September. So on Thursday the 6th, there were 8 openings at B312, Galerie de l'UQAM, Batat Contemporary, Occurrence, Maison de la Culture, Les Territoires, Vox Graph. On Friday, there were 3 openings, Skulls at SBC Gallery, La Centrale. And on Saturday, there were 5 openings, 3 Points, Armure, Optica, La Rochoca, and Circa, and I probably missed a couple. So that in 3 days there have been 16 openings.
Okay, now to me it's the fall season officially starts with the first original concert for the Ladies Morning Music Club.
Really?
Yes. And I've had a subscription for I think now 7-8 years.
Uh-huh.
And their season starts first weekend in September.
Yep.
And it finishes with last weekend in April or first weekend in May.
Uh-huh.
And at which point that to me is the cultural season.
I mean, when I mean cultural, I mean art season.
Yeah, no, I understand. To me, it's all sort of associated, but to me, the official opening for culture is because it's that first concert is like, oh, it's welcome back. It's like going back to school.
Yeah. So there were a lot of people, of course, mm-hmm. in openings, and then...
Which ones did you go to?
On Thursday, I went to B312, Galerie de l'UQAM and Maison de la Culture. I've recorded that. You can listen to Un Chant de Motard, and you can listen to my interview with the people... I would interview. On Friday, I went to Skull and SBC, and on Saturday, I went to Circa, because that's where I work. I've skimmed through the door of Optica, Trois Murs, and La Rajonca, and yeah. That's the thing. When you work in the Art Run Center, mm-hmm. you gotta hit those openings, because if not, you won't be able to see the exhibition,
yes.
because, you know, you work mm-hmm. when they open, and when you don't work, they're closed. So
not,
anyway.
Not even artists, when you normally work, 9 to 5. That was one of the things that I've always found with when I was running Zeke's Gallery.
Yep.
Was it took me about 2 or 3 years, but finally decided that my opening hours were going to be, what was it? I think it was Sunday.
Yep.
Saturday through Thursday, noon till 8.
Really?
Yeah, and I was closed on Fridays. Uh-huh. I was figuring that everybody else had other stuff to do, and then would definitely stay open till 8 at least, if not later, when we're having events and stuff like that,
uh-huh.
so that people could stop by after work and so on. And then there was also sort of thing of
But I understand that every gallery and every art run center, you know, they need to look for the best interested, mm-hmm. and they don't have the time to orchestrate a rally of openings,
yeah.
but you know.
Somebody should talk to Bastien at RCAAQ.
Yeah, somebody. Or even in Berlin, they have Gallery Day, which is a full weekend when they have opening an event, and you can go through all of them. So, you know.
It's like the Days of Culture, the cultural days.
Yeah, Jour de la Culture. But even Jour de la Culture and all of them. But, you know, one day would be nice to have an orchestra. But till then.
Enough about the news.
I just want to be sure we're still recording. As you notice, we are... outside.
Yes. We're in the wonderful, one of my favorite spots in the city. It's Parc Claude Jutras at the corner of Prince Arthur and Clark.
Claude Jutras, one of the famous filmmaker in Quebec. So, exhibition.
Yes.
We've seen some.
Yes.
We have opinion about them.
Yes. Which one do you want to start with?
I'm going to start chronologically. Chronologically.
Mm-hmm.
So the first exhibition I went was called Interaction. By curator Mélanie Rainville, which is also the conservative, how do you call it?
Not that curator.
She's a curator, but she's responsible for the collection of the Leonard and Biennale.
That would be a curator, or if she's responsible for making sure that fixing up stuff and repairing stuff that gets busted.
Yeah.
Then she's a conservator.
She's a conservator then.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So Interaction at I got a press release somewhere.
The Leonard and Bina Ellen Gallery of Art. Concordia University.
There you go. And it's a group show.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna open my thing. So it 12 artists. Bertil Bach, Olivia Boudreau, Louis-Philippe Côté, Rachel Eckenberg, Erin G., Nelson Henricks, John Macy, Therese Mastro-Yakovo, Alan O'Reilly, Yana Sterbak, Sheriff Walk, and Hong Kai Wong.
Yes.
So, three things I need to say about this.
Okay.
First of all, it's an exhibition that to celebrate or commemorate the 50th anniversary of the gallery and its collection. And a lot of people don't know, but they had a collection, and I guess some of the work that are in the exhibition are part of the collection.
Mm-hmm.
And now I was not too familiar with the collection.
No, two years ago, they did a whole series that was based on their collection.
That's
that
right.
I thought was a wonderful, wonderful series of exhibitions.
Yeah. I guess didn't want to show their recent acquisition. Mm-hmm. I didn't really read all of it.
Yes.
However, there's a very strong editorial or guideline at the Concordia Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
They are very strong on conceptual art. You know, theorizing it, and you know, just work which could be challenging. And you know,
I don't think that's part of their mandate. I think that is the thought process behind the people who run it.
Yeah.
Because if you look at their collection, uh-huh. It's all over the place.
It's all over the place. But in the past, since Michel Forget, Tétrault, she's there. The exhibition that she programmed, you know, they reflect that. They also have a strong editorial about Canadian art and about a national identity of Canada, which is more Canadian than Canadian, could I say? And I'm not trying to throw in politics here, but you know.
No, that comes through loud and clear, and that is actually something that I think is probably well worthwhile.
And also, they're going to be documentation. They're going to be work, but they're going to be documentation, and they're going to be lots of it. You know, don't try to go there half hour and see everything and read everything and watch everything. It's just impossible. They always put those colossal exposition, and you know, they're gonna put a lot of documentation and a lot of text, and you know, I guess it's the right, if you want to have those kind of exhibition, I think in a university gallery is probably the best place for it.
I've seen other university galleries. To me, it's the sort of thing where I much prefer my documentation in something where it's, which I can read it on my own time.
Like a catalog,
like the flyers and stuff like that. Actually having to, and yeah, that was one of the things that annoyed the heck out of me about this show, was the documentation that they had was videos about videos.
Yep.
And at which point, the idea that you were going to sit there, stand and listen to, the single camera, shot of a talking head explaining something about some obscure point that somehow related to the piece of art to which it was next to, and invariably the interview was longer than the piece of art itself, because most of it was video, just mind-bogglingly, like, I can't believe it, that's ridiculous. That's sort of like not only having going to a restaurant and having your waiter describe the dish for you, but then having the waiter go and eat the dish for you as well, and then describe their sensations of eating and swallowing and chewing, and then you saying, oh, that was a wonderful meal.
Well, you just confirmed my last point. They are very rigorous in their approach. Very rigorous. Like, you know, if you've been to a Leonard and Bina Allen show, you kind of know it's going to be there. You know, their mandate, their editorial guideline. It's not a mandate, but, you know.
I'm not so sad. This one, I think, was more...
It's very zealous.
Yes, it's very, very, very zealous, very focused in its thing. Yeah. To me, that was a very strong detraction from it. Because it was one sort of thing where, as you know, it's I can't stand... when somebody puts the video art on endless loop, when there is a beginning, middle, and an end. It's only through pure luck that I actually happened on Bertel Bach's video at the beginning.
Okay.
That was brilliant. Absolutely amazing, phenomenal, and wonderful. But it was the sort of thing that you stick that, you come in the middle of it, or you come in at the end, and it's the sort of thing you have no idea what the hell's happening. And then to go and listen to somebody else discuss that, that to me is... No, you should be able to, everybody who is, over the age of, 16, should be able to make up their own mind of their experience of the art on their own, and not have somebody spoon feed it to them like they were 4 years old.
They that's really, how could I say, it's something that they cultivate at the Leonard and Bina. It's like, you know, they talk about conceptual art, which could be, you know, challenging, but they got to take you by the hand and guide you to it. If it's good or bad, you know, it's what they cultivate there. I'm not a big fan.
To me, of conceptual art, because good conceptual art, I think, is phenomenal and wonderful, but you don't need, it's, to me, one of the wonderful things about just all art is that whole sense of discovery.
Uh-huh.
And if I'm being spoon-fed pablum, then at which point there's no sense of discovery, and it's, I might as well be listening to, Muzak in an elevator and just going up and down and be brain dead.
Well, if you want to make your own opinion about this show, it's running till the 27th of October, so you can go, I would suggest, if you have time, go maybe more than once, like twice and three times, just to, you know, there's so many elements to that show.
You're being kind.
You're being kind. If you take a smaller piece, you might be easier to swallow it.
Yes, that is true. And also there's a Nelson Henricks piece in there, which while wasn't a big fan of the piece, I am a big fan of his.
Yeah, so am I.
The other thing I also don't understand about the whole thing is, you pronounce her last name wonderfully. I can't do that.
Teresa Mastriakova?
Yeah,
because I heard her name a couple of times.
But it's the sort of thing where, the biennial, the Montreal Biennial was, which one, this past spring, right?
No. Two springs ago.
Two springs ago.
Yep.
okay, because there, her piece that's in this was in the Biennial. And I'm trying to say, okay, so it's still, normally if you were doing a group show with the place that is has so much art as Montreal does, to get one piece that shows up twice and fairly high.
Maybe they bought it.
Could be. It's also Therese
Mastroyakova.
Thank you very much. She also teaches at Concordia.
Yeah, also. So it's run until the 27th of October. The Leonard and Bean Island Gallery is at the 1400 Boulevard de Maisonneuve-West, LB165, ellengallery.concordia.ca. We'll put the link.
Yeah, and did you make it upstairs to the library?
Nope.
That is, to me, the complete hubris about the show, is they have a video, 22 hours long.
Oh, perfect. Those are my favorites.
It's,
Alger Boudreau?
Yes. The idea that, and there, that is definitely very conceptual art. You don't need to spend the 22 hours. Oh, there goes the Google car.
Okay, throw more running. Next show.
Okay.
Jean-François Casey, Derby at Clark. Oh, you got your little postcard.
Yeah, I got my little postcard.
Chris Zeeks, Hello Desjardins, talking about shows. That was on opening on Thursday. I don't have the date, but it's run till
Thursday, the 30th of August, and it goes until the 6th of October.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. So, Jean-François Casey, he's a documentarist. So he does documentary, he does film work. And this piece, even if it's a video installation, it's a triple screen installation, it's really got a documentation like aspect of it, and it document a demolition car derby.
Yeah, in Ormstown, Quebec.
Yep. Which is, you know, the subject. The subject, even if it's quite, how could I say, popular, that we say in French, violent, kind of absurd, or you know, it's really, you see a lot of people from lower class, rural Quebec that gather together. They're quite interesting and good subject, and either that you like or don't like Demolition Derby. I've never went to one of those events, but you know.
They're tons of fun.
Pretty sure they're tons of fun. The way it is represented or portrayed, I could say it's done with a lot of sensibilities. And finally, I really, really enjoy the filmography, the care for image, the sound, and just the composition as a film. I thought it was very well done.
It was, well, there first I saw the Amanda Dawn Christie first.
Yeah.
Which I was on the fence about. And then sort of it was the Jean-François Casey was definitely a big relief after seeing the Amanda Dawn Christie. But it was the sort of thing, to me, it's the three channels were interesting.
Yeah.
I would much prefer, again, it had a beginning, middle, and end, which really annoys the heck out of me. They should post scheduled times of when it's starting on the half hour or something like that.
But you don't need to see, like, the beginning, even if they got the credit in the film.
If he's got a beginning, a middle, and an end, it's like the sort of thing where people jump in the middle of our discussion. They have no idea what they're talking about.
That's don't worry, even people will think from the start, I'm pretty sure that they're going to be lost somewhere.
But there, it was that, and then it's also the sort of thing where I would have much preferred that the soundtrack, as opposed to it being whatever he had composed for special for it, that it actually was, that he had at least mixed the real sound in, or just had the sound in itself, because it was a sort of thing, especially with his use of, the views of the announcer and stuff like that, and sort of fixating on certain cars and so on, and you see certain, crashes, that sort of just sound effect and more cinematographic sort of stuff would have been extremely helpful. It's sort of like, you remember, down at DHC, they had the World Cup thing where they had the 11-channel installation.
Arun Faruqi.
And that is the sort of thing where once, if you were documenting stuff, pulling out the sound, does not help.
I liked it.
Okay. To me, it
but
was,
but one downer is, as a colleague of mine, an artist, had said, I think there's too much car in contemporary art. I think we're enough. There's enough car in contemporary art. Maybe it's time to move on.
We are a car culture.
Maybe it's a bit trendy.
We are a car culture.
Yeah.
So the one that I liked was probably from about 5 or 6 years ago at Circa. Yeah, it's got to be Circa. And there's basically some guy, some Quebec artist, I don't remember his name, but he'd taken a car with four cameras, one on the front window, one on each side
Michel
window.
Michel Deboin, Les Matières Dangereuses, that was at Skull.
Skull, okay.
And that was at the 460 back then.
And at which point, then just put the 4-channel video up so like you were in the car.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That was a great piece.
But yeah, this one, it was the sort of thing where, did you see the amended on Christie at all?
I was during the opening, mm-hmm. that's the only time, and there were a crawl already built and they cut the sound.
Okay.
So I was like, you know, watching but talking
okay,
to people.
Okay, no, you didn't miss anything with this. No. It was the sort of thing where just basically starts off as something very cinematographic, and then she pulls away so as to sort of reveal sort of like the Oz behind the curtain and stuff like that, and you see the rail, and it's the sort of thing to me, it's like, okay, and there to me, it's given that it is cinematographic. It's a sort of
learning thing. Your spelling with Christy.
Yes,
I need those.
Where it's the sort of thing where there are a bunch of just mistakes. In terms of if you look, in terms of yes, the car's upside down, and there's obviously been a crash.
Yep.
But it's sort of thing. There are no tire tracks on the snow anywhere.
Spent way too much time.
Well, it's a certain thing. You said go to Clark, and which one said that? I went to Clark. Okay, I figure if I'm going to want to discuss the videos and stuff like that, then at which point I better pay attention to them.
But did you like also Casey the Derby piece?
Yeah, that was to me it was better than the Amanda Dawn Christie. As I said, it's especially given that I do like demolition derbies. Uh-huh. I've been to monster trucks. So I've got to do the drag racing. I've been to stock car and stuff like that, but it's
for somebody who doesn't have a driver license. You're pretty knowledgeable of automobile.
But as I said, to me, it's I would have mixed in some the real life sound and just give it some atmosphere,
more immersive.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And one last exhibition at Maison de la Culture of Frontenac, Déjouer, rejouer le folklore Suisse Québec. So the team, it's about, I spoke to the curator, mm-hmm. Ariane Leblanc. If you want, you can listen to Un Chant de Matin on the 11th of September. That's tomorrow, but I've been recording anyway. So I she can talk about it, and I will write a blog post, which will be posted on my blog when you listen to that. Mm-hmm. Time.
Yes, we'll send you links to it.
Okay, so the theme of the exhibition, came from a discussion with the other curator, Bui, and it was about globalization that tend to level or kind of, different nationality, identity, and the kind of put everything kind of gray.
Okay, because I got the exact opposite of it. All the art in it was living up to cliches of either Canadian or Swiss.
That's how folk usually can respond to that, phenomenon, or can emphasize that phenomenon, because, mm-hmm. And also, so you want to talk about the team? Or I thought in that show there were a lot of humor and ludicrousity. Is that a word?
No, but it makes sense.
Okay.
Humor and ludicrous situations.
Ludicrous, even a title, it's a play on word. Like mm-hmm. déjouer, rejouer mean déjouer, it's hard to translate. They use a lot of caricature, and they use a lot of jokes and funny haha.
Yeah, it's a certain thing like if you don't know who Armand Vaillancourt is, you're not going to get Thierry Marceau's piece, which I did get a kick out of.
Yeah, I did also. Mm-hmm. And also, the artistic selection, I really enjoy some of the headliner, especially, I was looking forward for the Béjoël piece, because I'm a big fan of Béjoël, which is a Triumph and Red, but I did really like the piece by Olaf Bröning, mm-hmm. which was a longer piece. I didn't fully know it, but it was about a heavy metal, black metal kind of homemade video. Mm-hmm. It was pretty ludicrous. Had a lot of ludicrous situations.
Yeah, although there it's a sort of thing. Do you remember again from? No, it wasn't the Biennial, but the show at the Macam, at the Musée d'Art Contemporain, just at the beginning of Mark Mayer's time, where they had this whole thing, music in art.
Sympathy for the Devil.
Sympathy for the Devil. And yeah, it's the sort of thing where there they had a piece that was very similar, where it was some guy in the USC football stadium just playing the drum solo from Led Zeppelin's Moby Dick.
Yeah.
And this was some guy dancing around the power plant. Not a waterfall, not a power plant. LG2.
That's another piece. But that's the Zipper Tattoo.
Yeah, which is by Olaf Bröning.
No, the Zipper Tattoo is not Olaf Bröning. No, that was about electricity. That was a net that electric dam.
Yeah, the electric dam. But no, I go. No, which was the old Bruning then?
It was a heavy metal. You know, people playing heavy metal, like a movie about heavy metal band.
Was that the large one?
Yep.
Okay, there's when I came onto it and stuff like that. There were lots of people whispering and crawling around on beds.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You didn't see the best part then. So what do you think of that show?
Hit and miss. It's the sort of thing where certain pieces were good. It's the sort of thing where, depending on my mood, humor in visual art, either I think is a brilliant thing or I think is really cliched and tried and so on. So there it was a sort of thing, talking about the zipper tattoo, Moby Dick and stuff like that, I'm compared to, okay, I've seen somebody do pretty much the same damn thing, just in a different place, which is, again, another iconic place, except for it was in California as opposed to Northern Quebec. The, Cook Sassville, the RCMP and the Beaver?
Yep.
That I thought was wonderful and stuff like that. The BGL video doesn't make sense unless you saw their Art Muir.
It was at the Parisian Laundry, and then I think it was bought at the Musée d'Art Contemporain de Montréal.
Okay, because there...
The Christmas tree?
It was burning and stuff like that, because, putting the two together, this was the documentation on it. To me, it was, once realized, okay, so this is just appealing to cliches of, the national caricatures. To me, that's sort of thin as a sort of... weak as a means for an exhibit. However, if it gets everybody from Quebec, trips out to Switzerland,
that's what it's
planned. Then I'm all for.
And it's nice because, you know, Maison La Culture, they seem to have those ups and down shows. This one is you might not like it. You need to be into humor,
And there's certain pieces which are nice, like Chantal Romani's videos. That was the one beside the door where it was on a plank of wood, and it's a lot of. No, the one that is across the side, which was a lot of looping. So the street sweepers and stuff like that, everybody cleaning up, because Switzerland is such a clean country. She did a wonderful, wonderful job in getting a looping just so that you could see that it was looping, but you couldn't quite figure out when and where, and it just something looked a little bit strange. That's just a nice use of the technology. And to me, there are certain pieces, but to take it as a group show is all. Individual pieces were brilliant.
Okay, that's good enough. Sometime.
Okay.
So that run till you got a date somewhere.
Yes, I do. I got it written down. It goes until the 7th of October at the Maison de la Culture Frontenac before going to the Stadt Gallery de Berne en Suisse. And it's the sort of thing where, if you're going to be in Berne, it's probably not a bad place to see it either.
Okay, let me just... We're getting attacked by killer bees here. Mm-hmm. It's a dangerous, dangerous thing to be a... Final word.
Yes.
So we've seen Clark. We went to the Concordia. Mm-hmm. We might not go back to Concordia.
It's close enough and convenient enough. I poke an eye, in any time I'm around town. And to me, of the three Concordia galleries, it's probably the one that I like the best.
Yeah. Can you go see a 22-hour movie?
That's almost like going to see the clock.
Yeah. And Maison La Culture Frontenac, if you need your fix, might as well get there before or after your high. Shows to look forward. So now this week, I've suggested three exhibition to Krzysztof, and he did play his part, and he went and see them, and we get the review. So next week, you propose me four exhibition.
Yeah. Four easy ones.
Four easy ones. L'art du style aux ailes de la mode. So les ailes de la mode, it was used to be... the old Eaton?
Yeah.
And now it's,
I think it's the old Simpsons.
Could be.
Well, yeah, because the Eaton Center is the old Eaton's.
I don't know anymore.
But yeah, it's, effectively a large clothing store which has art.
I didn't know that, so I'll have to check that. If not, there's a Sylvain Boutillette. It's called Hertz 15.
15 Hertz.
15 Hertz.
Which is, either refers to power or refers to sound waves.
Yep. And I did a studio visit, so I went to the show.
Yeah, everybody should do a studio visit. It's the best place.
Oh, you've been there.
Yes.
It's a great place. If not, photorealism at Galerie de Bellefeuille. They spend a lot of money on advertising.
Okay.
For that. That's.
Where'd you see it advertised?
I saw, because I work at Circa, and I had to do a newspaper ad. And I know how much they cost. And I seen right next to them, there were big photos of de Bellefeuille with like a hamburger. And they did one in Le Voir, and they did one in La Presse.
Okay.
Big money. You know, we're talking about, big money.
They have money.
They have money. So I don't know if it's going to be good, but, they they have sexy picture. Mm-hmm. And then Sculpture Garden, the Musée des Beaux-Arts de Montréal, yes, on the Sherbrooke Street.
And the Musée.
And the Musée.
Yeah, both the Musée and Sherbrooke, because they have sculptures along both streets.
So that will be our next,
yes,
review. Mm-hmm. Daisy Podcast. Yeah. If you have any question, comments, or you want to insult us, or you want to make comments on my dirty English as a French speaker,
or you want to join us,
we're pretty easy to find.
The email address is zeke@zeke.com or Anshul de Motards
or Eloi at anshuldemotards.net, and we might get a conjunctural website, conjunctural email. Or contextual phone. None of us have phone, but you know, a voicemail. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know.
We will let you know.
We'll let you know. Mm-hmm. All right, signing out.